Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The DH, Dave Duncan. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Tom Ragland. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Timmerman. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bumbrey moves to second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ragland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Baylor steals third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baylor scores. It's 4-0, Orioles. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Coggins moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive off the glove of Robinson, and into shallow left field. Duncan reaches second base with a double. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duncan moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hendricks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coggins takes first base on ball 4. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Ellis and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duffy moves to second. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ragland hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Powell moves to third. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Grich reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. Robinson scores. It's 6 to nothing, Orioles. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendricks is walked intentionally. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field. Spikes picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Spikes. Grich scores. Hendricks goes all the way around to score. Bellinger moves to third. It's 8 to nothing, Orioles. Mike Kekec now pitching. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ragland. Bellinger scores. Bumbrey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, Orioles. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coggins strikes out. 2 outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Torres. Rettenmund reaches second base with a double. Bumbrey scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin now catching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-2, Orioles. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baylor moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Grich hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Torres who is chasing the ball. Grich reaches third base with a triple. Baylor scores. It's 11-2, Orioles. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy misplays the ball. That's an error on Duffy. Grich scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-2, Orioles. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy is called out on strikes. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ragland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coggins hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Rettenmund moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rettenmund scores. Powell moves to second. It's 13-2, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Grich is called out on strikes. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Spikes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 13-4, Orioles. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ragland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Alan Ashby now catching. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Bumbrey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coggins strikes out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rettenmund hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Ragland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Larry Brown now playing third base. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rettenmund. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Spikes strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.